Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. It's the Bart Winkler Show, and I am Bart Winkler, and we are live on the Infinity Sports Network. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. Marco's favorite team, the New York Knicks, had a good run. Oh, they had a good run. And they've had a good couple of years. And it's been led by Tom Thibodeau, who earlier this season surpassed Pat Riley to rank fourth on the franchise list in victories. He's led the Knicks now to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995. By far, the team's most successful coach over the past two-plus decades, and he even signed a three-year extension with the team just last summer, which would kick in now here this year. But before he gets a dime from that, and he will get dimes from that, the Knicks have decided to part ways 3 days after the Knicks were bounced from the playoffs by the Indiana Pacers. It's a relatively new group of players. You win further than expected. Your reward is getting fired. Leon Rose, team president, in a statement, no microphones or cameras yet, "Our organization is singularly focused on winning a championship for our fans. This pursuit led us to the decision to inform Tom Thibodeau that we've decided to move in another direction. We can't take Tom enough." What's that? "We can't thank Tom enough for pouring his heart and soul into each and every day of being the Knicks head coach. Ultimately, we made the decision we feel is best for our organization moving forward. Tom will always be a part of our family. We wish him nothing but the best." Who is the "we" in that sentence? Is it team president Leon Rose? Is it the owner James Dolan? Is it a combination of both? Those are questions that Knicks fans, I know, do want answered. Here's the question. Who are you replacing him with? That's what it comes down to for me. This is a guy who has not coached anywhere longer than 5 years. He made it 5 years in Chicago, 2.5 in Minnesota, now 5 in New York. This is a guy who clearly there's a book out on him. He plays his starters a bunch, maybe doesn't go deep into the bench until he has to. Not saying this Knicks bench was great, but he did it anyway to keep up with the constant chaotic substitutions of the Pacers. The team was healthy, though. It's not like he grinded these guys down. You know, we even saw the Cavs, like Donovan Mitchell and some of those guys looked a lot more exhausted than anybody did on the Knicks in the 6-game series. They just weren't able to get it done. They had game one in their pocket. They blew it. Is that what cost them this job? I'm not even convinced that if the Knicks had gotten to the finals and then lost, that Tom would be safe. I'm not convinced of that. The Mavs got to the finals with Luka and they traded him. Nothing's sacred anymore. You win an NBA Finals as a coach, you got a short shelf life. You win a Coach of the Year. 6 straight Coaches of the Year from like 18 to 23. They're all fired. This year's was Kenny Atkinson and last year's was Mark Daigneau. I mean, I don't think so, but watch out. It is more what have you done for me lately than ever in the NBA. And the Knicks have to figure out, well, what are you going to do for me next? And they don't feel. This is what it comes down to. Whether they're right or wrong, that is what we're going to find out. But they don't feel like he's capable of winning a championship with them. Maybe they don't feel like he was good enough to get him this far. And it was sort of fluky. Maybe they over-exceeded their expectations, not thinking like, okay, that's our starting point. Maybe they thought that's our ceiling with him. You know, it almost reminds me a little bit of when the Vikings got rid of Kirk Cousins. Or Case Keenum, rather. Yes, yes, Case Keenum. Because he took him to an NFC Championship game, and the Vikings are like, no, this is not. We need a new guy. And then Kirk Cousins never even got him that far. So the grass is not always greener on the other side. It's hard to speak in absolutes right now because we don't know who they're going to hire, and we don't know how that's going to play out. But what it seems like is the Knicks did not think that there was any chance that they could get this far or at least to an NBA Finals with Tom Thibodeau as their head coach. If they did, they would keep him. There's easy upgrades. You want to go to the bench more? Give me a better bench. The Eastern Conference is, I mean, it's for the taking. The Indiana Pacers, with all due, are your representative. The Cavs, the Knicks, who else? The Celtics are a mess right now. The Bucks are a mess right now. The Magic, they rebranded. That's sweet. But I don't know that that's going to bring them wins. The Pistons are on their way up, but are we putting them as a top four team right away? I don't know. But there's a tangible path there. If you're a team coming off a 51-win season where you got to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know the East is going to be wide open. You know that you can improve around the edges, and you know that you've taken this team that was kind of thrown together on the eve of training camp. Most signs will point to, let's run it back. And I understand, if you don't think he's the guy, you don't think he's the guy. And sometimes you hang on to guys too long, but it just, most signs seem to lead to run it back. Run it back. Grow in the offseason. Get the pieces you need. And run it back. But the Knicks, for whatever reason, and we'll find out, didn't seem to be like that was the case. So how this would make sense is if they know who they're going to hire already. And that guy's going to say yes. That, I think, for me, would need to be a piece of the puzzle that I've already got if I'm James Dolan or if I'm Leon Rose. If I'm firing Tom Thibodeau, it's because I know who I'm replacing him with. It's one thing if you don't think you're going to get this far with this guy, but is he better than another option that's out there? You know, even with the Luka trade, they traded Luka. But he traded Luka because he thought Anthony Davis was like the missing piece or something. It's not just like he like cut Luka and then figured out, you know, not to justify that in any way. So who could this guy be? Well, there's already being names thrown around and there's already being like some people pushing back. Not sure what if this is negotiation or what. Mike Malone is the odds on favorite as of this morning. Now things may have changed, but Mike Malone, the former Nuggets coach, I mean, he's kind of like Tom Thibodeau in many ways. Who else is on the list? Jay Wright, the former Villanova coach, which a lot of these guys played at Villanova. Seth Davis, who works with him at CBS, says, I've been working with Jay Wright on TV for 3 years. Based on every conversation we've had, I would say there's a greater chance that I will be the next Knicks coach than him. The difference is if they call me, I will say yes. So he's splashing water on that. Could they reunite with Jeff Van Gundy? Could Chris Quinn be an option? Chris Quinn, a guy who has coached with Miami. He's been their assistant for about a decade. Could Taylor Jenkins, who was fired by the Grizzlies, be a guy? There's a lot of fans of the Knicks that are interested in Johnny Bryant, a longtime assistant, now with the Cavs. But other than that, are you Danny Hurley? Ugh, God. He didn't want to go to L.A., but New York's a little closer to Connecticut, and maybe, you know, whatever his wife's name is, maybe she'll be better with that than moving across country. Sam Cassell, Steve Nash. I saw somebody throw out Chris Paul's name if he wants to get into coaching. I don't know who it's going to be. But I feel like if they're going to make this move, they should know who the next guy is going to be. Carlos, I don't know if they do, though. And if they don't, I think that's a problem. But I found out from you. You texted me that he was fired.
I did.
And I think I said, did I swear?
I don't know. Let's pull it up.
And no, I went with a what? Wow.
Yeah, you should have swore. I would have read it, but all right, fine. But you know, no swear. You left out one important name, and I think this is the obvious odds-on favorite. Everyone should run, take out a second mortgage, and bank on this guy being your next head coach because he wants it. Meta World Peace. The artist formerly known as Ron Artest.
I did see that. He said he wanted it.
He wants it. When everyone left the city, he stayed. He played ball at St. John's. He is from Queens. Queensbridge, stand up. What up? Ron Artest would be a terrible pick. Especially since I do not want a head coach that refers to himself in the third person. What are you hiring, to Rock? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I think it's going to be wind up being like Johnny Bryant. People are going to throw out the big names as much as they want. This is going to be a Brooklyn Nets Steve Nash situation. There's going to be so much pressure for this guy to come and not only take the Knicks back to the Eastern Conference Finals, but win a championship. All the pressure in the world on a rookie head coach. I just totally see it's going to be Johnny Bryant or some name that's going to come out of left field, because the big names, while this might be enticing, I think Dan Hurley should run for this job. This might be where, like, all right, let's get somebody that the players like, somebody the players can kind of relate to. Bryant's a little younger guy. He's been in the Knicks for a long time. Did a great job under Kenny Atkinson in Cleveland. And Rick Brunson can still kind of be in the background, maybe pseudo-coaching, like, playing the pup the strings from, like, in the shadows. So there's a little bit of kind of an air of dysfunction with this. I'm curious to see what the hire is going to be. It's not going to be Jay Wright. It better not be Jeff Van Gundy. All that nostalgia crap, get out of here. Mark Jackson, no. You need somebody to come in with fresh eyes and someone out of your, currently not on your roster right now. So that's where I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Johnny Bryant because I think the Suns are in on him too, so they have to move quick.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they went with this. I'm surprised that they made this change when I shouldn't be. I mean, we've talked about this possibly happening before.
Yeah, I mentioned it last night in the Bulletin Blitz. I'm like, in passing, I'm like, this guy's for now the Knicks head coach. This is what he does. I'm a Bulls fan. I used to see Thibodeau do this. Jimmy Butler wanted out. Like, then he went to Minnesota and he wanted out of there too. Tibbs constantly short bench. You guys just get burnt out. He's a great coach, but there is a clear ceiling. And while I'm a little surprised that the Knicks made the move, I'm not totally shocked. If they get somebody in place that they're comfortable with, that's going to lengthen the bench and actually utilize the rest of the roster, this might be a good move.
Now, this timing is nothing new. Per the Elias Sports Bureau, teams have changed their head coach after making the conference finals or NBA finals the previous season. So the same situation that Thibodeau's in, getting to the Final Four. More than 30 times in league history, this has happened. More than 30 times. Ime Udoka was fired by the Celtics. That was a little different. Dwayne Casey was finaled after a semifinals appearance. David Blatt was finaled fired after a finals appearance the previous year. What are some other ones? Flip Saunders with the Pistons. Before that, Larry Brown, the Grizzlies 10 years ago, Lionel Hollins to Dave Yeager. So it is something that happens. It's just a little surprising in this case because of how Tom Thibodeau, and this is the sentiment. He gets all the credit. Thank you, Tibbs. But what's next? And I'm fine with that from the Knicks standpoint if they know what's next. You know, a long time ago, when Jason Kidd got fired from the Bucks, it was so bad. I thought it was so bad that the analogy I used was, the house is burning. You are in a house, and it is burning down. You need to fire this guy first, and then hire a new person later. Because if you're in a house that's burning down, you're going to be like, I'm going to get out of this house, remove myself from the situation, and then I will figure out where to live. I'll figure out where to sleep after I'm out of this house. I'll figure out my next meal after I'm out of this house. But I need to get out of this house. You don't just sit in the house that's burning and say, before I leave, where am I going to move into? You will not make it. I don't think this house was burning. So if the house isn't burning, if you're just interested in moving, you don't just sell your house and ride it out in a condo for 6 months waiting for something to open up on the market. Maybe you do. I wouldn't. God, I would no. If I'm going to sell my house, I want to know what I'm moving into. You know, with houses flipping fast, man, I want to know where the hell it is that I'm going to be going. If the Knicks know their destination, if they've opened up their Zillow and they've got some nice houses, even if it's a few houses that they've whittled it down to, and they know they're going to get an offer accepted on one of them, that's fine. But if they haven't even opened up the app yet and they just wanted to move for the sake of moving, then I don't know that that is wise. What changed in the last year? Last offseason, they gave him an extension which hasn't even kicked in yet. And then he went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So what did he do in these Eastern Conference Finals that you didn't think was good enough? What did he do? That's why, to me, it seems reactionary. It seems like it's hard for me to think that the reason they got rid of Tom Thibodeau is because they realized he wasn't going to be able to get them to an NBA Finals. When an offseason ago, they extended him. And I know he didn't get them to the NBA Finals this year, but this was a competitive series. You know, to go back to Luka, they didn't get beat up in the finals. They didn't get run out of the gym. There wasn't like an inherent flaw. Yeah, the bench was better. That's not a Thibodeau problem. Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, we want to help them out on defense. I don't think that's a Thibodeau problem. I think Thibodeau's being blamed as the Knicks are in an offseason where they just got to the Eastern Conference Finals and they think they can get a big fish. That's got to be it. That's why I think they have to know who they're going after. Otherwise, this move makes little sense to me. But we'll find out. And maybe we'll find out here in the coming days. It'll steal a little bit of the thunder, pun intended, of the NBA Finals. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll get your thoughts on who it could be, some thoughts on the finals. We'll talk some hoops. We'll keep doing that. When we come back, it's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. I think it was a surprise, but if they're going to do it, they better have a plan B. There's always a plan B. I'm not sure that they do. So who are they going to hire? Mike Malone? Maybe. Jay Wright? I don't know. Jeff Van Gundy? That would be the sweet one. They brought Van Gundy back. I hope Dan Hurley puts out a statement ASAP that he doesn't want it, although I do think he regretted not taking the Lakers job. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get to Robert, who's in Annapolis. Robert!
Hey, good evening, voices. Thanks for taking my call. Is there any reason that Knicks fans should have any faith in their team's brain trust to ever win another championship? I mean, they haven't won one for over 50 years. They re-signed him for a three-year extension last year. By the way, there's worse things in life than to be paid $30 million for not having to work for the next 3 years if he so elects to do that. But how important really is, how critical is an NBA coach to the success of the team? Is a Thunder a prohibitive favorite this year because of Mark Daigneault? Did the Celtics win the championship last year because of Joe Mazzulla? I mean,
you know, so I've never, I have searched, you know, almost holy grail like. I have searched for the answer to figure out how much coaching is the reason, or how much the play is the reason, or what that percentage is, and I don't know. But clearly, the Knicks thought it was a decent enough percent to make the change here today.
Well, it's certainly important in the NFL because very often they also serve as either an offensive or defensive coordinator. in MLB and NHL, less than that, but more so than the NBA. But the NBA teams, their success really depends on the players. In fact, the players sort of run the team. Maybe they'll name Doug Gottlieb just so they can see how you'll react to it. But if I close out with a comment, yeah, who does the shopping in the Winkler family? It's got to be Mrs. Winkler, because you speculated, I think you asked a rhetorical question, how much does a banana cost? $5? It's 30 or 40 cents. And then you talked about your mower. What's a new mower cost? $500? You can get a good power mower, push power mower, for about $100. You want to get some bells and whistles, you maybe have to go up to two or so. Do you actually do the shopping over there?
The banana thing was a joke from Arrested Development.
Okay.
I'm aware of how much a banana cost. What could it cost, Michael? $20? No, I don't know how much a mower costs. I haven't shopped for a mower in 10 years. I bought my mower, I used my mower.
You can get a good Murray. Well, you got, by the way, I snuck by your house and hit that primer button. That's why that thing started. But anyhow.
Thank you.
the spark plug only will possibly get the ignition to go, but it's not going to make it start. But anyhow, those are my thoughts on that. Coaching, NFL, very important, certainly. NHL, MLB, not so much. But the NBA, come on. You could do this.
No, I promise you I could not coach. Robert, thanks for the call in the NBA. Now, I could coach an NFL team to 9 wins. That I've long said, because I've played Madden, and that's, I mean, what else do I have to know? Oh, you got to motivate some guys. I mean, just whatever. I'll hire the best people. Hire good coordinators. And then I'll make all the timeout decisions, because I've played Madden. Marco Belletti on the updates. Hi, Marco.
Hello, Bart.
Were you surprised? I thought that we did a Bartometer a couple of weeks ago, and I said that Tom Thibodeau is the one who could benefit the most from a title this year, and Tom Thibodeau was number one. And in the explanation, because there's the off chance that maybe he would get fired if they don't go a certain distance. I almost feel like if they made this decision here, I mean, he might have gotten them to the finals and still have gotten fired. This seems like, to me, I don't make this move unless I know who the next guy is.
Yeah, you know what? Look, I'll be fair. I'm shocked. I didn't see this. Look, there was speculation. There was thought. I'm not naive. I know if they'd have lost to the Pistons, he would have been definitely gone. A loss to the Celtics, it was 50-50 at best. I thought them winning the Celtics series and getting to this spot, first time in 25 years, all the storylines, and the fact that for me, he's also him and his best player in Jalen Brunson, they're simpatico. I thought that was enough, plus the fact that Leon Rose was his agent. So like I thought there was enough that would save Tibbs. There's, you know, 4 years, 4 playoff appearances in 5 years. He took them from a dumpster fire to where they are. I was surprised. Now the next step, you just mentioned where they're going. If the next hire is one of the glitzy names, if it's Jay Wright, if it's Dan Hurley, if it's Michael Malone, even though that's not a real huge name, but he's an NBA champion, if it's one of those, then I feel like you're right, and it was James Dolan. All James Dolan, fingerprints all over it, getting involved like he used to do, and all the things that the Knicks had problems with for 20-plus years. All the talk around some of the people that I've talked to and some of the stuff that you've heard in, like, in New York – Johnny Bryant is the big-time name that it looks like the Knicks are targeting. If you look at the odds, Michael Malone's top, Johnny Bryant's too. And you go, who the hell is Johnny Bryant? He's an assistant that was with the Knicks for a while. He was with the Jazz for a bit. Last year, he was with the Cavs. So he left the Knicks. He went to the Cavs to be an assistant under Kenny Atkinson. And he's been the hot topic and the hot name to take over the Suns' job, and likely to be the case. So I wonder if this was get out in front, don't lose Johnny Bryant, and it's a Leon Rose move because he wanted to make that. Because I have a hard time believing James Dolan, the owner, is convinced that Johnny Bryant's the guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's not an owner move. You don't go for the hot assistant who nobody knows who the hell he is. You go for the big names. So the next step makes me curious, because who's in charge for the Knicks? Because I really don't know.
Well, to go back to what Thibodeau has done, you know, sometimes these guys get fired and it's like, well, look at everything that he's done. And then you think, yeah, but we're not about where you got me. We're about where you're going to get me. Mm-hmm. And with everything at play here, did he not go to the bench quick enough? Look, their bench, it's not as good as the Pacers' bench. So, okay, we didn't play DeLon Wright more minutes in game one. That's not a thing. Mm-hmm. You've got guys who Karl-Anthony Towns, you were talking about the other night, like there's some defensive liabilities here. You also put this team together, like on the fly throughout the entirety of the offseason. And then if you look ahead to the East next year, there is a pretty clear path for you at least to get back to a conference finals. With all those things working in Tibbs' favor, because it's not just what he's done, I also look at the path forward, and it seemed like, why would you not run it back? So they've got to me, they've got to have the guy. They've got to know who it's going to be, and they can't miss on this now. Otherwise, you know, you've screwed up big time.
Yeah, you know, and look, I think there is an idea of you can look at something and go, we've plateaued. And as good as it's been, we need to do something different. To me, that all links into Karl-Anthony Towns. If the Knicks, whoever it is in charge, looks at it and goes, Tibbs can't get any more out of Karl-Anthony Towns because he's had him twice. This is as far as it can go. And for the Knicks to be able to get to a championship, he's got to get better. So we need to make a change in the voice to be able to get the most out of Cat because he is the most important player on this club now that we've made this trade. And last year we did it late into training camp. We saw if it could work and we watched it and we look at it and we go, you know what? It's just not enough. We need another voice to get Cat to where he needs to be to get the Knicks to a title. It's dangerous ground. There's also the talk that, look, and this is kind of unfair. I think it's unfair. Thibodeau has been looked at, especially in the New York circles, as a Buck Showalter. And the reason why I say that is Buck Showalter, who managed all over the place in baseball for a long, long time, was looked at as the guy that if you're a dumpster fire, he will get you out from under. He will get you to credibility. He will get you to the precipice. And then once he's gone, find a new guy to take you to the title. It happened twice in his career. 95, he left the Yankees. They were on the precipice. He took them from garbage. They wind up winning in 96 with Torrey. Took the Diamondbacks from their birth. Took them to 100 wins. Left. Brenly takes over the next year, they win a World Series. It seems like he was the guy that can get you when you're a mess back to respectability, but he can't get you over the top. Thibodeau has been talked about as the guy that, from a mess, 7 years without a playoff appearance, take you to respectability, take you close, now you got to find the guy to get you over the top. My pushback on that is, have you seen what the Bulls did after they fired Tibbs? Did you watch what the T-Wolves did after they fired Tibbs? They turned right back into dumpster fires. So as much as you want to say that, that's the gamble. And now the Knicks are gambling.
Well, we'll find out. I was surprised. You know, there was like a, hey, this could happen, but I was still surprised when I saw it. And I don't like, I don't know. I don't feel like teams fire. Usually you can fire a coach at the wrong time, too early. You can fire a coach too late. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like a lot of times you fire a coach at the right time. And so I worry if this was a little on the early side of things.
Again, I would have ran it back with Tibbs. I know the Knicks couldn't make a lot of moves. They kind of locked into this club, and they're going to have to take their swing for the next couple of years, minus a bench piece. They obviously need more depth, but their team is their team. Their starting five is their starting five. Did I think, is this the only move that was major that could shake it up? Yeah. Is that part of what they're like looking to do? No, I don't know if they truly know because, like I said, let's see who the next coach is. If it's Jay Wright within a day, you know what they wanted to do. If it's Dan Hurley within a couple of days, you know what they wanted to do. If we're lingering after a couple of weeks, and again, we're talking about Johnny Bryant and Monty Williams, then I think the Knicks looked around and was like, you know what? It's not Tibbs, but I don't know who the hell it is. That's a problem.
Well, we'll find out. Always interesting, this franchise. How about that? How about that? Just when we thought there was a little stability. not so fast. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Here he is, Marco Belletti. It's the Bart Winkler Show, and I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I had a physical today, my annual checkup. I'll be happy to report that I'm still alive. and breathing. Good to get that confirmation. One of the things that I told my primary care technician was that I'm worried about AI. And you know what he said to me? He said, you know, I am too. But I think one thing that it might do is it might really have us start questioning what is real and what is not. And it might get us off the internet to be people again.
Bart Winkler, the enemy of all AI.
And I said, that's the good outcome. The bad outcome is that AI's made of world leaders saying things and then we're all fighting each other. So hopefully we get the good outcome and not the bad. And jobs get taken away and we're doomed and the robots take over and then, you know, they leave notes to their future selves, which they are doing, and then they talk in different languages to each other when they realize someone's watching, which they're doing that too. So it's not a big deal. It's just so funny and cute. And remember that one robot dog, like, did tricks? And then, you know, remember that? Well done. Bartometer on Thursdays at 11 o'clock. Eastern. Talking some hoops. Eric's in Nova Scotia. Eric, hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Bart? Yeah, you are a case. There's no doubt about that. And I'm glad your physical turned out great. Good for you.
Thank you.
You were talking earlier in the night about a team that could go to the Super Bowl. What about the Eagles, man? You never mentioned the Eagles. I mean, I think they can repeat.
I'm thinking about a team that can go to the Super Bowl that nobody is going to think can go to the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know, maybe the Chargers. No one's going to pick them. The Packers. No one's going to pick them. A team like that. The Eagles, of course, the Eagles can go back.
Yeah, okay. And as far as Tom goes, he can look up and say to anybody, I knocked off the Boston Celtics. Even though the Celtics were injured, he did it. So, I mean, he's got that, to walk around and say, hey, I knocked him off. And as far as Indiana goes, Indy, I should say, they're only going to go 5 games, and Oklahoma City's just going to pound them. Oklahoma City only had one downfall, and that was when Denver took them to 7. So, I mean, I don't see Indy going past 5.
Yeah,
5,
Eric,
and that's it.
I'm with you and appreciate it, and thanks for hanging. I predicting the series, it's like you don't want to get it wrong. You know, you make a prediction, you don't want to get it wrong. And you want to give Indiana the benefit of the doubt. And we keep doubting them, and they keep proving it. This last series, although I did have Indiana, heart of hearts, I thought Indiana would beat the Bucks in 5. But then I thought the Cavs would beat them in 5. Then I thought the Celtics would, or the Knicks would beat them in 7. And so now I'm back to Thunder in 5. But you want to give them credit and you don't, you know, want to be a fool. But I just, the Thunder are like, I'm not going to acquiesce to Indiana when I think the Thunder are that good. So excited for Thursday. That'll be game 1 in a couple of days. Teacher Tom, what's up, Tom?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, dude?
I'm good. Good to talk to you.
Oh, pleasure's mine. You know that, Tom.
Yeah. But would you want Thibodeau coaching the Bucks
instead of Doc
Rivers?
Who
would you rather have as a coach, Doc Rivers or Thibodeau?
Oh, God. Good question. I don't know. I guess Thibodeau, if I'm talking so highly about him tonight. What about you?
I think Doc, just because Giannis says that's who he likes, and we need to keep Giannis happy.
Yeah, would Giannis like playing for Tibbs? That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he would. He wants to play. I'm sure he'd let him play 45 minutes a night.
Do you think Giannis still wants to play that much like he did under Jason Kidd? When under Kidd, Giannis and Chris Middleton would be like the top minutes people in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's kind of their pitch, though, is you're going to play a bunch and you can win an MVP while we retool and help these young guys get better. He's almost going to have to.
Yeah.
Did I answer all your questions, Tom?
And will Aaron Rodgers sign a contract before July 15th?
Ooh, I'm still going to say no, Tom. Good to talk to you. Thanks for the call. Certainly not June. He's out in June. I'm still out in June. My initial thought was Steelers in August. But when do their OTAs start? Steelers OTAs. These are the OTAs, I guess. Steelers, what is it called? Training camp. Boy, this Jonnu Smith, will he or won't he get traded? I got an opinion. Who cares? So if their activities start, if their activities start July 23rd, I think he comes in like the 24th. If he comes in, look, maybe we're in the if he comes in zone. You know, he's got friends he needs to attend to. He's a busy guy. Brandon in Chicago. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Bart. I just can envision security assisting Thibodeau with his box of toiletries, circling the parking lot, looking for his car, because it's probably been weeks since he's last been in it. If I can go on your fire analogy, I think the fire's been there forever. I mean, maybe Ryan started the fire, and now Tibbs just made the best out of a soggy house. I'm sure Jim Boylan's just sitting by the phone waiting. They're going to get what they deserve. Thank you very much. Oh, I'll cut your grass if you can put the bus fare. Thank you.
No, I fixed my mower's fixed.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. So just the bus fare up to Milwaukee?
He was extremely disappointed. He's like, oh, your mower's fixed? Oh, crap. All right, fine. See you later.
Well, is he going to bring a mower and then put it on the bus fare?
He was going to come through with a pair of scissors and just start snipping away.
You know what's interesting about landscaping, especially like in the Midwest, is we've got all the tools now. Okay, I've got the lawnmower, so I mowed my lawn. At some point, I've got an edger now for the sidewalk, and I don't have my acreage is very small. It's like just think of the little bungalows in a little city, you know, with the little houses on top of each other. So I'm not tending to a lot of grass necessarily, but I'm still trying to make it look as good as I can. And my wife all last weekend was getting different flowers and the mulch, and we're doing the side of our house, and we're making it look really as nice as we can. Like, it's ours. It's our home. We want it to look nice. We don't want it to look stupid, and we take a lot of care. But it's like 3 months of the year that the grass is alive and that we're not buried under snow. And I just feel like it's weird to spend all that time and effort and energy just to make our house look good for a few months. Like, that's kind of weird. I used to host a landscape show, a little bit of a Midwest O there. I used to host a landscape show on Saturday mornings on a radio station when I didn't, like, I just had an apartment, so I didn't know anything about anything. And someone would call in and be like, hey, so how much mulch should I utilize? And I'm like, Googling mulch.
I don't believe this story at all.
Well, I didn't know what's going on. All I've ever done is mowed grass. My first day of being a summer custodian between high school and college, I had to trim the property. We were with the school district, and there was like a custodian shop, and so we upkept our lawn too. And they go take the weed trimmer out, and I started trimming, and I look back, and everyone's in the window looking at me, and I'm still trying to trim. I look back, everyone's in the window, now they're laughing. I didn't have any string in the trimmer. So I was just like, I had it on. I was just like, and nothing was happening. And they were all laughing at me. Nobody came up to offer their assistance. Nobody told me how to work it. You know, I don't know how I sound, but I'm not as rugged of a man as you might interpret me for.
Ugh, that was me today in a completely different scenario.
What'd you do?
I went to the, so I'm back in the gym because I've weighed myself and I'm as heavy as I've ever been in my life. Realizing, wow, the back time bet is here. This story is over.
You couldn't shrink it down?
I didn't know how to work a particular machine.
Which one?
I don't know what it's called. That's why I still don't know how to work it.
Arms or legs?
Arms.
Yeah, even I know how to do that. You beta. It's the Bart Winkler Show. I'm a man.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.